With us in studio, a couple of guests. Gentlemen had to get up before breakfast and get in here early. We're honored to have with us Mr. Sid Garrett and Mr. Eric Ellis. They're with the Cherokee County Hall of Fame Board of Directors. Is that right?
Sports Hall of Fame.
Sports Hall of Fame. All right. But thank you, gentlemen, for getting up and coming in and being with us. And we've got a big event coming up this weekend.
That's right, Mr. Jerry. First, we'll say thank you for allowing us to come in this morning and let the public know. But this Saturday, June the 6th, at 6 o'clock at the Gadsden State, the Richard Lindsay Arena, we're going to have our 2026 Hall of Fame inductees. The event is no charge. It's a free admission. And we're looking for a great crowd. We've got a great group to induct this Saturday night. Want to start off and just give you a list of the inductees, let everybody know who's coming in. And we got Mr. Tyrone Moore from Cedar Bluff, who was an outstanding athlete in the 90s.
Mr. Sam Fife from Cherokee County High School, who was an excellent running back for the Warriors back in the mid-70s.
And we also have Miss Lauren Millsaps Corsi from CCHS, a multi-sport athlete, was just a dominant pitcher in her day in the 90s as well.
Also, Mr. Harry Richardson, who was a running back for the Cherokee County Warriors and then later came back and was a teacher in the county school system for several years.
And last but not least, Mr. Ricky Austin from Spring Garden, better known as Ace's dad. If we started listing his list of accomplishments, we're going to be here for a while. But what a great coach, what a great player in his day, and also just a great person. And that's the theme of this class right here. Not only were they outstanding athletes and coaches, but they're outstanding people, and they have been.
They have indeed, no doubt about it. Each and every one in their own right, in their own time period, that they went through the schools of Cherokee County.
Yes, sir. And we've got another twist this year, Mr. Jerry, and wanted to let the people know about is called the Teams of Distinction. We started this 2 years ago, and the inaugural class was one. It was Hatcher. We presented the Hatcher community with a plaque and honored them at the banquet. And we've started something that each school nominates a team of distinction. And we're going to run through that list, and we're honored to induct those, not necessarily into the Hall of Fame, but we're going to display their plaques at the Hall of Fame, and then we're going to present it back to the school to put up, because when you have a Hall of Fame class, they'll you'll have individuals that'll go in, but sometimes the team sports get overlooked a little bit. And we've had so many great teams in Cherokee County.
Yes, you have, no doubt about it.
And would you read off the teams that will be honored Saturday night,
Eric? Yes, sir, Sid. The teams of distinction that will be honored this year are the 1967 Cherokee County High School football team, the 1975 Galesville Trojans football team, 1979 Spring Garden basketball team, from 1959 the Cedar Bluff football team, and also the 1966 basketball team from Sandrock High School.
Wow, outstanding years there and outstanding teams during that period of time. And there's going to be a lot of excitement there Saturday night.
Well, we're planning on a big crowd, and again, I want to say thank you, Mr. Jerry Baker, and your staff at Weiss Radio for all the support and coverage of high school sports that you've given us through the years in Cherokee County. It's been outstanding.
We've been blessed and been able to, and we got started off on a good foot when we started doing live coverage. Now, when we bought the station and we come here, we couldn't do live coverage because we didn't have nighttime authority. We were not on at night, and we couldn't broadcast at night. We recorded those games on Friday night and played them back on Saturday. Eric remembers that time.
Yes, sir, I do.
And then our first, when we went live in 1985 with high school sports, when we had full-time authority and could stay on at night, Mr. Eric Ellis was our first sports announcer.
How about that?
And if you remember, Jerry, that first year was probably one of the best because we followed the San Rock Wildcats all the way to the state championship that year under Coach Russell Jacoway, an undefeated season.
Absolutely. That they played that championship game at Repton. At that time, you know, they went to the high schools right. And played them. So rather than going to Legion Field or Tuscaloosa yeah. or Auburn or some, you know, one of those places is where the state championship game. But that one was played at Repton, Alabama. If you don't know where that is, that's deep south.
Okay.
Isn't it, Eric?
Yes, sir. I remember that night, Jerry, we were challenged trying to find exactly where we're supposed to be that night, but we got there in time and had a great night.
Yes, absolutely. But it was fun times way back in the day. We did things a little different, but we got through them and everything. But it's been our honor to bring high school sports to life, if you will, and do it live on the air when we had the technology to do it with.
Yes, sir.
And Jerry, just a reminder, as Sid mentioned, this is a free banquet Saturday night as we honor these ex-players and these ex-teams. So we want to encourage all the folks to come out and enjoy a great time of fellowship. Free admission.
That's right. That's Saturday night at 6 o'clock. We look to see you there.
And it's going to be at the arena?
Yes, sir.
On the campus of Gadsden State?
Yes, sir.
Doors open at what time?
They'll be open at 5.
Doors open at 5. You can come in and visit and see what they have on display. It's going to be interesting.
Sure will. Jerry, thank you again for your time this morning and getting the word out to everyone, and we hope to see you there.
All right. Sports Hall of Fame for Cherokee County banquet on Saturday night. You're invited, and it's absolutely free admission. Great program. You don't want to miss it.